This is chapter 16 of our series in relation to the race riots in Wales in June 1919. Chapter 16 is Cardiff Riots. Black men in court, that's Afro-Caribbean, Arab mainly, and African. This is part two of the Cardiff Riots. Black men found guilty in Swansea Court as a result of their role in the Cardiff Riots. Well, despite 15 men being taken to court, some with very obvious injuries, the court acted in a reasonable and fair way towards them. The press may have placed all the blame on the black people of Buketown and Grangetown, but the court did not. The offences punished were largely unavoidable in terms of punishment. They were mainly gun-related in relation to violence towards the police and shooting directly into the crowd. Black men found guilty were Muhammad Ali, Ali Abdul, Ivor Gabriel Landsman, and Muhammad Kaid, also known as Ahmed Khalad. So, only four men were found guilty. Others found not guilty or no evidence presented were Ishmael Mohammed, Cham Ali, Salih Abdullah, Saeed Ben Saeed, Farah Mohammed, Muhammad Hassan, John Tucker, Muhammad Sharif, Issa Mohammed, Muhammad Abaderi, and John Abdullah. So the four black men who found guilty were sentenced to prison in Swansea Court. The four men were, as I say, Ali Abdul, who was aged 26, a fireman on the merchant ships. He was given 4 days imprisonment for assaulting Frederick Gregory, a police constable. I should add he'd already been in prison for nearly 7 weeks. Waiting trial. Ivor Gabriel Landsman was aged 21, a ship's cook, and he was given a 3-year prison sentence for shooting at Sidney Jones, William Clark, and James Coombs. Ahmed Khalad, known also as Muhammad Kaid, aged 25, a ship's donkeyman, was given 15 months hard labour for shooting at John Porter, a police constable. Muhammad Ali, aged 27, was given 3 months hard labour for shooting at Henry Brotherton and Ernest May. Except for John Abdullah, who is listed as a shopkeeper but was also a boarding house owner, all of the black men were in the Merchant Navy at the time of the riots, and therefore it's extremely likely that they were also involved in World War I. Now, thanks to the Cardiff Story Museum, we know that a number of people were compensated for loss of goods and damage during the riots, the bulk of those being in Buketown. Some of these were among the men that appeared in court. The figures I'm going to quote show the actual amount received and the modern equivalent in 2017, according to the National Archives in London. Muhammad Ali. Now, he was found guilty in court and was sentenced 3 months hard labour. Nonetheless, he received £67.10 compensation, a modern equivalent of £1,961. And so we can understand that in a real context, what we're also going to do is quote what that meant if you were a skilled tradesman. That's the high level of salary. So that would have been 204 days' wages for a skilled tradesman at that time. John Tucker received £30. That's the equivalent to, in 2017, of £886.26, 92 days' wages. Muhammad Sharif received £14, £421.34 in 2017 money, and 43 days' wages at the time. Now, John Abdullah, who owned a shop and boarding house, which was the centre of a lot of the damage, received £175. Now, that's the equivalent of just over £5,000. And it was 531 days' wages. Issa Mohammed received £12, £348 equivalent, which is the equivalent of 36 days' wages. Ishmael Mohammed received £7, £203.40 in 2017, and 21 days' wages. Saeed Ben Saeed received £4, £116.23 equivalent, and 12 days' wages. Farah Mohammed received £5, £145.29 equivalent, and 15 days' wages. Sally Abdullah received £6, the equivalent of £174.35, 18 days' wages. And Mohammed Hassan received £5, the equivalent of £145.29, and 15 days' wages. So, although the events were savage and caused some serious physical injury to the black merchant seamen, the treatment they received in court reflected the fact that they did not start the riot. Also, the compensation amounts were significant at that time. So, despite the press consistently, for most of June, placing the blame for the Cardiff riots on black people living in Cardiff, that was not the conclusion reached by the court, and they received compensation for loss of belongings and damage to property. It's interesting to note that even that these events occurred 20 years before the start of World War II. And despite racist attacks, brutality by white mobs, and overt threat to their families, these black people returned to the sea in World War II to assist Britain. In World War II, at least 645 Arab merchant seamen serving on the British Navy, Merchant Navy, died. Of the 479 men who listed their last known address, 242 sailed out of Wales. 30 from Barry, 12 from Swansea, 10 from Newport, 189 from Cardiff. Our research shows that 330 men born in the Caribbean died serving on the UK Merchant Navy in World War II. 56 of those listed their last known address as Wales. 3 from Newport, 11 from Barry, and 42 from Cardiff. These men left at least 35 wives behind in Wales. Also, there were sisters, daughters, brothers, and mothers listed in next of kin. Now, this shows that the riots, racism, attacks, failure of government, unions, and others to support them, none of this changed their commitment to settling in Wales and becoming black citizens in an often unfriendly environment. This is really important because for those of us who are black but of mixed race, third generation nowadays and fourth and fifth generation, the statement of intent made by those people during and after the 1919 race riots, after having been involved in World War One, and after a tremendous loss of life in World War One within their community, that statement is why we're citizens of Wales today. Now, in chapters 17 to 20, we'll show the brutality of the environment in the United States, an environment that also had race riots in 1919. An environment ruled by Britain's closest allies.